AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Round two for the Egyptians. They've now flown a second round of airstrikes against the Islamic State group in neighboring Libya. Revenge for the beheadings of as many as 21 Egyptians. The victims were Coptic Christians, men who'd gone to Libya looking for work. Our Ashraf Khalil is overseas with word that the militants released a gruesome video of the beheadings narrated by a masked man.
The video ends after the beheadings with the same militant pointing his knife towards the ocean and saying, "We will conquer Rome by Allah's permission."
That comment is raising concerns in Italy, which is just across the Mediterranean Sea. This morning, Pope Francis is calling the killings assassinations. He says the men were murdered just because they were Christians. We're learning more now about the gunman who shot up a free speech seminar in Copenhagen over the weekend, killing one man, then later opening fire outside a synagogue, killing a Jewish security guard. Our Carl Ritter reports from Copenhagen.
Authorities at this point have only described the gunman as a 22-year-old born in Denmark and with a history of crime, of violence, and weapons violations, and also connections to local gangs. Denmark's security service said he may have been inspired by the terror attacks by Islamic extremists in Paris last month, but at this point they have not released his identity.
He was killed in a shootout with a SWAT team. Two men accused of helping him before the police found him have been jailed for 10 days. House Speaker John Boehner is raising the possibility that the Department of Homeland Security may shut down at the end of the month because of a budget impasse. He's blaming the Democrats. They're blaming him. A storm could dump snow on parts of Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Georgia and then move east. Forecasters say this storm tomorrow may drop more snow on the snow-weary Northeast. This is AP Radio News. Small drones are on the way to becoming part of our lives. Our Ed Donahue's in Washington with the government's proposed new rules.
Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the big word here is safety, and the proposed rules involve a lot of common sense.
Not allowing flight of these aircraft near an airport or more than 500 feet above the ground.
Last month, a drone that its operator lost control of flew over the White House fence and crashed on the lawn. Michael Droback with the Small United Unmanned Aerial Vehicle Coalition says these incidents should not lead to a ban on commercial drones.
The reality is that it's the operators.
Final rules on drones are probably 2 to 3 years away. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The R-rated movie 50 Shades of Grey opened at number one over the weekend. It's on track to make more than $90 million over the four-day holiday weekend. It took in nearly $82 million in the first 3 days. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.